Port Hardy's indoor swimming pool has officially been given the green light to reopen to the public. The district of Port Hardy noted on its social media page that after years of hard work and dedication from council, staff, and the community, the pool upgrades were now complete, Island Health gave final clearance, and staff were ready to welcome residents and visitors on Monday, June 17 for a celebratory, pre-public swim event with Mayor Pat Corbett-Labatt from 4:15 to 4:30 p.m. Corbett-Labatt said in an interview with the Gazette that she is absolutely thrilled to have the pool back open. I'm looking forward to many more happy days of swimming, aquafit, and other fun activities in the pool. The mayor confirmed the pool will be open all summer, unlike in the past when they would have to shut down for extensive maintenance, and then thanked the North Island residents for all your patience during the restoration and renovation. We're glad it's finally done and the pool will be running for many more years to come. Port Hardy Recreation stated on its social media page it wanted to thank mayor and council for all their hard work, insight and perseverance to get our pool doors open, adding that to keep the celebratory vibes going, Port Hardy Recreation will be offering free pool programming for the rest of the month until the grand opening event on June 30. Currently, there are no hot tub and sauna options available at the pool at this time, but they are next on the district's list of things to finish. The district had originally planned to hold a couple of swims around the beginning of May, primarily because they were expecting the pool project to be all finished and ready to go, but unfortunately the commissioning had to be delayed again due to unforeseen factors with the boiler and the regulator. Port Hardy's indoor swimming pool has been shut down and under construction ever since June of 2021. Council had originally planned to replace the pool with a state-of-the-art multiplex, but that project ended up fizzling out after funding from the provincial and federal government never arrived.